Brilliance Audio.
Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Chains of Command by Marco Close, performed by Luke Daniels. For Robin, what lucky bastards we are. Prologue. We now call it the Exodus. 1 year ago, a lanky seed ship appeared in Earth's orbit, humanity's worst nightmare manifesting in the night sky above the North American continent. Immovable object and irresistible force all rolled into a glistening black torpedo shape 3 kilometers long. The world's fleets were down to the dregs then. We'd lost half the NAC fleet in the unsuccessful defense of Mars, which the Lankies took a few months before they showed up at Earth for the first time. Most of the rest is still scattered across the settled galaxy, unable to return home because of the Lanky blockade of our Alcubierre nodes. We had very little left on the board. But we stopped the Lanky seed ship and blew it out of space. Only the second time in our half-decade war with them we ever managed to kill one of their ships. But our victory came with a huge bill. The last-ditch multinational screening force above Earth lost 4 ships in the battle. 1,200 soldiers and sailors, gone, in a few moments of furious and mostly one-sided combat. 5 of those sailors were on the NACS Indianapolis, which won us the battle by ramming the Lanky at fractional sea velocity and damaging the seed ship enough for us to take it apart with nukes. The Lanky ship lived long enough to spew out its seed pods all over North America, each with 12 settler scouts in it, 25 meters tall and as hard to kill as a building. We followed them down to Earth, and we killed the ones that survived their descent, and we lost even more people. Hundreds of soldiers and thousands of civilians died in one night of heavy, desperate fighting, and we reduced entire city blocks to smoking rubble. But we beat them, and we survived. Earth won a reprieve. And now we had something new. Lanky bodies. Hundreds of them. And 12 of crashed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?